This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiblin. This was a significant day for the implementation of Arkansas's voter-approved medical marijuana program this afternoon at a meeting that began at 3:30 and wrapped up about 45 minutes ago. It was announced the five entities who will get licenses to grow medical cannabis. Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampazon was at the meeting and joins me now in the studio. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Michael.
It sounds very dramatic. Apparently there were long lines, but actually rather anticlimactic.
That's right. The meeting was full, but there were a ton of people outside the building. They basically closed the doors because the room had exceeded or at least met the fire codes for the number of occupants. The Alcoholic Beverage Control Division of the Department of Finance and Administration announced the winners. I want to go through them quickly. They're just company names, but nonetheless, Natural State Medicinals Cultivation was the top scorer for a license, and that's in Jefferson County, Bold Team in Woodruff County. Natural State Wellness Enterprises had won two spots in Jefferson County and in Jackson County. They'll have to choose one or the other. They don't get both. Osage Creek Cultivation, Carroll County, and Delta Medical Cannabis Company in Jackson County. These are the applicants who scored highest. They have basically the kind of the right of first refusal if they can post a $100,000 license fee as well as a $500,000 performance bond, then they'll go ahead, they'll be licensed. They have 7 days to do this. They'll be licensed and they can begin the operation to grow medicinal cannabis.
And there were also runner-ups named just in case any of these companies are not able to come up with the money or for any other reason accept these licenses.
That's right. The runner-ups were the next highest scorers, and in the event that any of these companies can't come up with that $100,000 licensing fee within 7 days, they would drop out, and they would be filled by the number 6, 7, 8 scorers.
And explain the process, how these applications were scored so that there would be no favoritism.
That's right. The way it was very carefully done. The way it was done is that all five medical marijuana commissioners got all 95 applicants for these licenses. They individually scored them, and they turned their scores into the Alcoholic Beverage Control Division. None of the commissioners knew any of the other commissioners' scores, and in fact, at the meeting, it was news to them who were the top scorers for these medical marijuana applications.
Well, the next step will now be to determine who gets licenses to become retail dispensaries. 227 licenses available there. What will that process be like?
So it'll be many, many weeks for the commissioners to go through the same process. Medical Marijuana Commission Chairman Dr. Rhonda Henry Tillman said this process for cultivation licenses was almost not feasible. She said, I wish I didn't work, meaning she has a full-time job she's responsible for. But nonetheless, they'll go back to their studies, their dens, their offices, and they'll pour through the same stack of, not the same stack, but a stack similar in terms of heft for applicants for dispensary licenses. These are the retail licenses, and they'll score those. And again, in this case, it'll be 32 licenses awarded, so it'll be the top 32 scorers across 8 zones in the state.
And at this point, the state health department has approved over 4,000 applications for Arkansans who are qualified to use marijuana for medicinal reasons, but the state anticipates 10 times that many will be registered in the end. That's Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampazon. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Michael.
This is KUAR 89.1.